and welcome back to my channel. I'm so excited to be back in your ears if you're listening on the podcast, or I'm so happy to be back up on your feed if you're watching on YouTube. If you're new here, my name is Cassie Amber and I'm a plant-based holistic nutritionist. I chat about all things wellness, lifestyle, sometimes business, mindset as well. So welcome. I thought this would be a great episode that's very neutral and on topic of health and just so easy for me to talk about because it's what I specialize in. A little bit of a life update, I guess. January, I was really going through it. I set this goal to do, I try to do like a podcast and YouTube every week, but when your life is crazy or you're not really in the best place, like sometimes you can't even put your face on camera. So it's about finding the balance between still keeping this alive and having something to look forward to and thinking of new ideas and making time for editing and stuff, because I really, really find the value out of making the episodes, and it's so cool to see the finished product and connect with you guys in this way, but also just give myself space if you're just like, no, now is not the right time, and just, yeah, giving myself a little mental break. I went to New Zealand and I just got back a few days ago, so that was really nice to catch up with friends and family. And I went to go DJ at a festival called Dimension, and it's the biggest lineup I've ever been on and biggest setup I've ever played, I guess. And I was super nervous, and I was even thinking in bed last night, like, people will see me on my story like sharing these things like, oh yeah, look, DJing at this festival, thinking that it's like so easy. But we need to do things that get us out of our comfort zone all the time. Even though you'd look at it and think, I'm fine, it's so scary. Like, even I played for 1.5 hours, and even right at the end still, my legs were still shaking beneath me because the nerves were so bad. Like, even when I hopped up, I never even played on CDJs or decks that fancy before. So I had to ask the guys like how to bring up my USB on that one because it had a connector cord, and like, oh, I was just so stressed out. But you got to prove to yourself, like, if you can think of the scariest thing that you can do, and even think of smaller things working up to that, like, if you can go up and do something that terrifies you on a regular basis, you're onto something, because that is really, really going to benefit you in life and get you to places that other people won't even strive for in the first place. So that is my little reminder for today. But yeah, I just got back a few days ago, and like the very next day after the flight, then got the news that I have a month to move out, because I went through a breakup in October. It took me a month to find this place, living with two guys, and it was just like short term over the summer break, but they can't have a dog permanently. So it's a little bit stressful. I think it's a blessing in disguise, because this isn't the place I'm meant to end up, if that makes sense. So it's just like the universe put, like, giving me what I want. But it's just stressful when there's like timelines on things. And it's, I realized since I was 16 and I'm 27 now, I haven't lived anywhere for over a year, because when I was at uni, I would do like 6 month placement, lived at different places in Auckland, have had like lots of moves throughout Australia. So it just kind of puts a spanner in the works. Like, you've got to really check your priorities, like what needs to be at the top of my list kind of thing. So that will be taking priority over the next month. But I still wanted to do a little video just to, yeah, in a podcast, just to keep the flow going and to keep the topics coming and give you guys a little bit of value and education and, yeah, just hopefully inspire you to kick the year off on the right foot. So that's where I've been. Don't forget, you can connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok at Cassie Amber Wellness. And if you're not already subscribed, then hit subscribe so you can stay up to date with future episodes. So my first tip on Hot Girl Chats, my top 5 body composition tips. Number 1 is do less. And although that sounds counterproductive, this is my philosophy on how I achieve my physique. And I guess it depends on where your starting point is. If you're currently doing nothing, then it doesn't really apply to you, because you need to get into a regular routine of movement and eating well. But so many people have quite a unhealthy addiction to fitness and healthy eating, I would say. So like, they think, oh my God, if I skip the gym for one day, I'm going to lose all my gains. And if they're sick, they still go to the gym. No matter how worn out and burnt out they are, they still go to the gym. And it's about finding that healthy balance. I'm always a big believer in just practicing discernment, like knowing, do I need to rest and just go home and have a nice hearty meal and have a good night's sleep, and that will actually still get you results? Or are you being too soft on yourself and you actually do need to be more strict and a little bit more on your masculine for a bit more structure and still get there anyway without making up excuses? So it's really just about tuning into how you really feel and what you need in that moment in time. But I feel like when people are doing so much, like they're working full time, they might have family they're looking after, and they might have a side business, and they're getting up early, they're going to the gym, maybe doing a HIIT class, which is a lot of stress on the body, and then going back and then doing the steps later and just doing so much, your body is in a constant state of stress, and it creates more inflammation, it makes your adrenals all out of whack, your nervous system. And I just can see it in my own physique. When I'm more relaxed and in tune with myself, it just the weight just comes off. I just look more toned. If I have a couple of days off because I'm unwell and I'm just in bed and I'm resting, I actually look more ripped after a couple of days rest because your body is actually resetting. So although, yeah, that tip sounds crazy, do less, just sometimes relaxing a little bit can actually make a world of difference. And this is the whole intuitive and holistic side that I love. We can't be everything to everyone, and we need to protect our energy. I feel we live in a man's world as well. I've read a lot of posts about this. Even in today's world, these posts online were saying, our world was designed for the man to work and the woman to be at home with the kids and doing the cleaning. So now since the woman works as well, then there's no one at home to do this. So that's why there's all this friction, because people have so much on their plate and everyone's arguing over oh, you're not doing enough here, and they're stressed and they're not sleeping well, and they need to put more energy into this. And even just the way our households are, because we have our monthly cycle, but the men have a 24-hour cycle, so we're expected to just show up at work and have the same energy each day, but we physically can't as women. So it's about knowing when to push and when to pull back and give that time and energy and rejuvenation to yourself. Tip number two is adopt a plant-based style of eating. This does not need to mean that you need to go full vegan or never eat meat or animal products ever again, but a plant-based diet literally has lower calories than an animal-based diet or an omnivore diet. So you can stack your plate up more to meet the nutrients and caloric needs. So you're actually encouraged to eat more than you were before. So it's actually been quite cool in my journey, not needing to feel restricted. And I adopt the approach of just a 90% approach. And I was talking to my best friend and her mom and my nana about diets while I was in New Zealand. And I feel like they're the only three people that eat similar to me. And I adopt that approach. I've talked about it in other videos, but when I studied the Blue Zones, which is the places around the world where people live to 100 years or older with the least amount of degenerative disease, they're not necessarily vegan. A few of them are strict vegan, but a lot of them, they'll just have a little bit of animal products here and there, maybe as a celebration if it's someone's birthday, or if they're having a big bowl of soup, the meat will just be the flavoring on the side rather than the main course, this huge slab of meat with only a couple of broccoli florets. It's just the different portions and balance and how they're building the plate in the first place. And even it's just coming back to more unprocessed food, because in the Blue Zones, they live in areas more untouched. So they might live on rocky terrain. They don't have all the fast food that's been infiltrated like we do in the Western world. So if they do eat meat or whatever, it's not brought up with all these antibiotics, and all the plants have pesticides on them and stuff. And yeah, just all this artificial stuff. So it's just coming back to our roots and just focusing your diet around plants and finding a balance that works for you. If you want some ideas for easy meals that don't cause a lot of dishes and a lot of time in the kitchen, I've got a plant-powered recipe app, so I wanted to create that because I don't really do meal plans or tell people how many calories or to eat or what their macro ratio should be. Personally, I just I'm so intuitive, so I just know what I crave, but I wanted somewhere where I could just store my recipes. So if you're thinking, oh, I don't know what to have for dinner this week, you can just click on there, look at all the different options for lunches and dinners and figure out what meal prep option you want to do. And I've got lots of sweet desserts and snacks and breakfast as well. So if you want to access that, I'll put the link in the description, but it's honestly like such an amazing go-to hub if you just want things that are easy, they don't have huge ingredients lists, they're quick to throw together, and it kind of helps with decision fatigue as well. Like you don't want to have to sit there and think about like, oh, what you need, blah, blah, blah. It's just easy. Just choose a couple of things each week and add them to your go-to recipes. Tip number three is don't just skimp on healthy fats because they are high calorie. This is something I notice so much in the bodybuilding world. I think because, say like a tablespoon of olive oil is 120 calories, right? So we need to be careful to like, actually, if we're tracking food, a lot of people still aren't even tracking oil, and that could be the thing that is causing them to go way over the calories each day. But healthy fats help balance everything in our body and our hormones, and they help with our brain health, they help with our skin, like thinking avocado, nuts, seeds, fatty fish, if you do eat fish, it really helps balance everything out. So say you'll eat something, well, say you want to restrict fats because you're like, oh my God, it's so high calorie, so you eat barely any fats. So then your body doesn't actually have what it's needed to be in balance, and then your hormones will be out of whack. And then because your hormones are out of whack, your body is like holding on to more body fat because it's in a state of survival. It's not balanced, it's not getting what it needs. Your body isn't functioning optimally. So even though you might be eating something higher calorie, your body is going to be able to keep you better in balance in the end. Number four is make protein desserts. We actually need to be very intentional to meet our protein targets. I find this more difficult on a vegan or plant-based diet, but I feel like just a lot of people, if you're not actually focusing on building muscle, it actually takes a lot of like planning with your meals to actually meet those protein targets. So one thing I just find super easy is just whipping up like a protein mousse and maybe adding some banana and some soy crisps, or maybe you can make a protein brownie and keep it in the fridge. So I still eat chocolate every day. That's one thing that I do that allows me to live a balanced lifestyle and not binge eat or feel like I'm missing out. But say sometimes if I feel like, oh, I'm actually eating a little bit too much chocolate at night, maybe every alternate day or whatever I'll have chocolate, then the next day I might have some protein brownie that's actually more made from whole foods and got that protein in it as well. Or sometimes I just do simple things like having soy yogurt, which is higher in protein than oat or coconut, and then just add in some chocolate chips, maybe some berries or a little bit of fruit, a cut up peach or something. So there's so many little things you can do like that just to boost the protein in areas where you might be eating a more processed sweet treat instead. And number five is just going for outdoor walks, using progressive overload in the gym, and following a program. People underestimate the power of just going for walks. Like, it is so simple, but it's literally part of the reason why I'm probably even alive today. When I've gone through very, very depressive states in my life where I've been like bedridden for months, not eating properly, so emotional, like calling up the phone counselors, having mental breakdowns 3 times a day, like very, very bad times in my life. Thank God that I've got a dog, but if I wouldn't want to get out of the house for me, I'd be like, well, I've got to do it for her. So like every second day, I'd be like, come on, and like put on the lead, go for a walk. First of all, like fresh air, like just breathing fresh air to like open up your system. Sunshine on your skin and getting the vitamin D creates more happiness. Listening to a positive podcast, something got to do with personal development or learning about business, or just like anything to get you in the right mindset or teach you something new or help you with something that you're working on. And exercise, like getting your blood flowing. It is so simple but so underrated, and I really recommend outdoors. Like, even if you struggle to do that during the week, maybe because of your working hours, like you can do it at the gym, but even just doing like a little nighttime walk around the block or something, and then doing a bigger hike in the weekend, like maybe something for a couple of hours, or meeting up with a friend with a coffee and walking around a lake or something, just getting that exercise by doing a healthy activity. And then progressive overload at the gym, I'm still working on this, but honestly for years I never increased the weights. I'm about to sign up with a new PT, so I just got a new comp prep coach because I want to compete again in October with FMG, but I'm not 100% confident with my form, so I want to get an in-person PT to help, maybe like one session every fortnight or something, just to help make a few tweaks and make me feel more confident that I'm even executing the exercise correctly. And I was saying to him that for dumbbell rows, I would just always lift 8 kg. Like, oh yeah, this is heavy. Like, I just lift 8 kg. And then when I got my first ever comp prep coach, she was like, okay, try 10 kg, 12 kg, 15, 17.5. And I was like, oh, those are the man's weights. And I didn't even know that I could lift that, like almost double what I thought. Yeah, so progressive overload, you can do less reps and heavier weights, or you can increase the weights, or you can do things like a little squeeze and hold, or like a pulse at the top. There's different techniques you can do, but it will depend on your journey and your goals and your coach or trainer. But we can't just stay stagnant. We need to be improving. And following a program designed for you. I was just kind of training myself this whole time and still doing the old program I got when I was training for my last show. So I hadn't really improved in any new areas or adjusted things. So I really wanted someone to look at me with an outside perspective, and I sent them the physique that I'm working towards, and then they created a program for me based on the areas that I need to bring up, which are my quads and glutes, based on my goals for the bodybuilding show, and also just like the balance of my physique that I want to have, because I find it quite easy to put on upper body muscle. Like, I love chest and shoulders day, and it doesn't take your whole energy like a leg day kind of thing. So following a program just helps you put in like, oh, these are the weights that I'm lifting, and then it tells you if you've hit PBs. You're more likely to go to the gym instead of skip it, because it's like got it in your schedule. Even if you skip it on the day, like you can catch up on the weekend or something. So just putting those things together, like getting a bit of cardio through the walks and then progressive overload and following a program that is designed for your specific goals. So those are my tips. I have just relaunched Hour of Power, which is a 1 hour virtual call, and we basically do a strategy session. So I do offer one-on-one coaching for 8 weeks, which is a close proximity container where I'll basically be your mentor to help with your relationship with food, like help you tune into your body's signals, find out what kind of foods that you respond to well, and help you find that right balance to help with internal health and building your dream physique and making it sustainable long-term. But if you don't want to commit to 8 weeks, or you just want something like a little bit lower level, a strategy session, we can basically go over everything that you're doing now, see where improvements could be made, whether you want to build muscle, or you want to be eating more protein, or you want to improve your current vegan diet or go plant-based. Like, yeah, whatever your goals are, or maybe working around food intolerances and digestion and bloating as well. I will look at it from an outside perspective, and then we'll just go over your goals for an hour, look at what meals you're currently eating, what different habits you can implement, what small tweaks can you make in your daily routine or your food choices, and just help you come up with that strategy on how to actually reach your goals. So if you're interested in something like that, I'll put that in the description below. And if you've got any questions, or if you need me to open up any special time slots that aren't currently available, just feel free to get in touch at any time. But yeah, I'll leave it there for today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you when I get the next episode uploaded. But I did have a cool idea for a program that I want to launch that I haven't done this style of thing before, and I haven't launched a program for a little while because I've had like a lot of life changes over the last couple of months. But I'm so excited for this because it's going to help me stay on track and help other people at the same time, and we can all do it together. So head over to my Instagram and connect with me on there. And if you're on my email list, I'll be sending it out there as well. But it's going to be super exciting. I've made the whole outline the other day. And yeah, I just need to plan when I actually want to create it. So yeah, that is very, very exciting stuff. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you next time.